We continue here in the Chovos Levavos, Shaar Bitachon, Perek Dalet. And last week, the Chovos Levavos addressed the question of the appropriate way to live one's life. And he made it very clear that a person should never put himself into danger based on Bitachon. So the Chovos Levavos is telling us that Bitachon has its limits. And again, you know, everything all boils down to one concept, the Chovos Levavos. The main command the Chovos Levavos tells us is, after all is said and done with Bitachon, the most important is the 11th Dibra, which is, be normal. The most important Yisod to be a Yid is to be normal. See, after all is said and done, a person has to be normal. And normal means, what is normal though, is based a lot on one's own self, and what might be normal for one person is crazy for somebody else. The main issue is you have to be normal. So the general rule is that to put yourself in danger is pretty abnormal for anybody. And the proof the Chovos Levavos brought last week was Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was told to go and anoint David HaMelech, and despite the fact that Hashem gave him a command, and despite the fact that this is Shmuel HaNavi, you can't have a much higher madrega of Bitachon and Kedusha than Shmuel HaNavi, a Leviathans. So he is a Navi. He is told by Hashem to do a mitzvah, not stam a mitzvah, to anoint a new king. And yet Shmuel says, how can I go? If Shaul hears about it, he'll kill me. Eich eilech v'shama Shaul v'araguni, v'aragani. And the Rebbe Shlomo doesn't criticize him. And Hashem says, you know, you're right. Go camouflage what you're doing by making believe you're going to bring a carbon. So Hashem has no tainus. It's the right thing. We have to understand why this limud is learned specifically here. It's very interesting why we learn this concept. Everything has a reason. Why dafka by the anointing of David HaMelech, who is the Melech Yisrael? Maybe that's exactly the point, to show you that that's exactly the point, that even the greatest person, here we're having the greatest person until now, the Navi, who's about to anoint the person who'll take his place, David HaMelech, Mashiach Hashem. So you think that here already, these are mythical, supernatural people. No, even they have to live normally, and they cannot put themselves into danger. And he says, and this is what I'm just reviewing from last week, and the Chovos Levavos says that if a person does put himself into danger, a person drinks poison, or gets into a fight with a lion, or a bear. Number one, he says, the person is testing God, and he's over on Issa Deraisa, Lo Yisunasa, Hashem Elokechem. You shouldn't test God. Because if you do this, you're making God do one of two things, that either option is not good. So last week we discussed the option that it might be that if you put yourself in danger, Yitaka will die. Yitaka will drink, he'll drink the poison, he's committing suicide. You fight the lion, you will die. And suicide, last week the Chovos Levavos told us, is worse than murder. Because you have to have more rachmanis in yourself than anybody else in the world. So the human being that you murder, the more you have a chiyuv to have compassion, it's a bigger aveir. So there's no bigger chiyuv than to have compassion on yourself. This week, the Chovos Levavos tells us about the other option. The other option is that maybe if you get into a fight with a lion, you start wrestling with a lion, you may survive. You may drink cyanide and survive. But it'll come at a very high price. You will lose your zachius. You will lose your schar. Which means that this is schar that's waiting for you in Olam Haba. And you have the ability to cash it in this world. But it's just too expensive. So it's just not worth it. So if you knew, had you bought Amazon stock a year ago, was it 18? and you sold it at 21, if you had known that it's going to go to 390 something and split seven times, and sold it early, and you knew it's going to go up, and was vadai, so you're a fool. Your mamash cashed in too early. Your mamash cashed in for a pittance. So too, if you know that you have blue chip investment, the portfolio of Olam Haba, waiting for you, the Gra says, Schar mitzvah v'al meleka, there's no schar in this world for a mitzvah. You know why? Leka b'may l'shtalume. There's no way to pay it up. In other words, what's really waiting for us for a mitzvah, Olam Haba and Ruchnius, there's nothing in the Gashmiistic, a finite, limited world that really can pay for a mitzvah. Mitzvah is Ruchnius, the schar is Ruchnius, there's nothing to pay up. In this world we have payros. Last night someone told me a good word. Stalner Chassid told me that he had gone, a chevra from Stalin had gone to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, to get some chizuk. And Rav Moshe told him, "B'midah shad amoydei d'moydin loy." The way, whatever you do, that's how you get rewarded. Whatever you give to the Rabbi Shalom, that's what you get back. You give money to the Rabbi Shalom, you get back money. If you give Torah away for the Rabbi Shalom, you get back more Torah. If you do personally mitahentim at the feast, you physically exert yourself to do a mitzvah with your hands and feet, then you'll have a gezunt to hand and gezunt to feet. Whatever you do, whatever you invest, that's what you get back. So whatever it is, the president's working hard, anything you invest, you're going to get back. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever you're sacrificing, Hashem pays you back in that midah. That's the payers in this world. But the real schar is in the world to come. So a person who puts himself in danger, Chazal say, Loilom al yamayit odam b'mokim sakona, v'yayma shayisun lay neis, because maybe they won't get the neis. And if they do the neis, says the Gemara, menak and loy mizchu yosef. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Adama Beza Medalev. The whole part of the Chavzov is summed up over there. Don't do something abnormal. Don't put yourself in danger, because if it happens, it's tut stadim. Either you put yourself in danger, you might taka get killed. Or, if you do get a miracle, which is out of the ordinary, because you're doing something abnormal, so Hashem will have to do something abnormal for you, you'll lose your zachius. Too expensive. And the truth is, I've discussed this many times, I told you that many years ago I went to Rav Shach Shlita, and he asked me, I discussed this every year during Aseret Mitzvah, what is the meaning of the Avinu Malkeinu, that we say the Rabbi Shalom, Kosfeinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. The Rabbi Shalom write us in the book of Zechuyos. Manashech, he says, if you did a mitzvah, you'll be written in the book of Zachias. If you didn't do a mitzvah, you won't be written in the book of Zachias. So what's the Pshat? You have to ask for that. It's coming to you, you don't have to ask for that. So this question has been engaging my mind for the last 9 years or so since I heard it from him. And one of the answers I give is that the Bakosh is that we should be written and saved for Zachias, meaning that our Zachias should be saved for Olam Haba, and we shouldn't cash him in the Olam Haza. So the Bezunder Siyata Deshmaya, we're asking Hashem for a Bezunder Siyata Deshmaya, that we shouldn't do anything to cash in this world, because it's just not worth it, it's too expensive. Because to transform Ruchnius into Gashmius is too expensive. Not worth it. And you know the Gemara over there, the famous Gemara he was starving Erev Shabbos, and he decided to cash in. So they sent him down a golden leg from his table, Olam Haba, and he went and he sold it, and he bought Sarchi Shabbos. His wife found out about it. He says, "What'd you do?" She says, "This is terrible. Our table, Olam Haba, will have only two legs instead of three legs. It'll be shaky. Everyone else will have three legs. So daven, they should take it back." So he davened and they took it back. And the Gemara says that Godla Neis Acham and Arishon, the second Neis is bigger than the first Neis. Because it's easier to transform Ruchnius and the Gashmias than to transform Gashmias and the Ruchnius. Gashmias, the Ruchnius is hard. That's what we're doing mitzvahs. Every time we do a mitzvah, we're taking a piece of metal and making it to a watch that no Zman Kriyashma. We're making Gashmias to Ruchnius. That's not easy. How do you make this into Ruchnius? That's very hard. So it was easier for him to cash in his Ruchnius and make it the Gashmias. That's easier than to make Gashmias into Ruchnius. So he had to take back the leg and make the golden leg back into his Ruchnius Schar L'Olam Haba to make something infinite finite is easier than to make something finite infinite without going into further detail. So Bekitza says the Chavad Levav is, you have to be very careful. So this is a rule not just for Sakana. He says, and everything. He says the same things, the Gabe your health, the Gabe your Pranasa, the Gabe your clothing, the Gabe your home. Everything that it is, you have to do a normal. And even though he says, and here's the fine balance. Again, we're every week he says the same part. But on the one hand, the person has to know everything he does. Pranasa is not, doesn't help him a bit. It's all from the Rabbi Nishlom. So there you're going to work in the morning, you have to have a Munah Shleima, that you're mamish, that you're all your efforts, going to see this customer, this call, that call, canvassing, doing the greatest job, and the printing, and doing the great, and having mailings, and doing everything you can. Zvorim v'teilim, it's all from the Rabbi Nishlom. It's all from the Rabbi Nishlom. Does that make one bit of difference, really? Because it's all from the Rabbi Nishlom. And yet, you have to do it. You have to do it. You have to be normal. And normal people, that's their pranasa. Of course, unless you decide to learn Torah all day. See, that's your pranasa. If you decide you're going to serve the Rabbi Shalom, then you're in the army. In the army, it's good life in the army. They don't pay that much. But you can become an army career guy, career officer. They pay okay. And you get a good pension, you retire. You get health benefits, food, free, uniform, everything. So if you're in the army of Rabbi Shalom, I mean, you're working, but you're working in the army. You're not making money, you're getting a salary. I mean, So if you're learning Torah and you're serving the Rabbi Shalom, you're full-time serving the Hashem, you get in the Hashem's army, you get salary. It's a Pashta Zach. I know people still have this problem believing this. It's Pashta Zach. If you're in the Tzva Hashem, you get paid from the Rabbi Shalom, you get in the army without, you know, Hashem takes care of you. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're not in the Tzva Hashem, you're essentially out there to make your own living. You say, okay, you want to make your own living? Because hey, it's all for me anyway. You're not going to get a penny more or a penny less unless I ordain it. But now that you're working that way, there's a curse of Bezeis Apecha Techalechem. You have to, so the farmer has to plow the field. He has to take away the weeds. He has to plant seeds. He has to water them. And nevertheless, he has to know that unless Hashem wants it, everything he does this year will be worthless. There'll be a drought. There'll be a famine. It's not going to help. There'll be a blight. There'll be boll weevils. Garnished, begarnished. If Hashem wants it, he can just plant a little patch, and there'll be a gavaltig bracha. But he has to work the ground. In other words, he can't say, "In my boy, regards the shadama tatzmiach, ozi tatzmiach gamim loy Ezra Isa." Be a fool to say, if Hashem wants me to have a parnasa, then Hashem can make a gzeira that I should grow, even if I don't plant anything. That's foolish, ridiculous. It's not going to work that way. That kind of miracle you're not going to get. It's not going to happen. So once you are in the agricultural field, you have to do everything that agriculture requires, but nevertheless know that's all from the Rabbi Shalom. Because that's how life is. That's normal. And a person has to be normal. If you're in the machinery business, you're in Schaira, you're in merchandise, you have to go through the motions of calling the customers and packaging a good product, but that's what's necessary. Even though you know that the customer doesn't do anything. And therefore, now he says it so beautifully, my friends. He says everything we've always heard, but here's what he has to say. Loinachan is not right that a person should ever think that the middleman, which is the human being, will help him more than the Rabbi Shalom determined in the beginning. And therefore, he shouldn't be so happy that he got this particular customer. Rather, when he finds a great customer, more than thanking the customer for the order, thank you for the order, you should thank the Rabbi Nishalaylam for sending this customer. That's the main person you should be makir taiva to. That Hashem made it that your efforts with the customer shouldn't be lareik. And therefore he said, that's mamar depshat yegiya kapecha ki toichal ashrecha v'toivlach. Meaning you should know that you're just working with your hands and you're just going through the motions. And if you know that it's only you going through the motion, yegiya kapecha, but everything's from the Rabbi Shalom, then you'll be a lucky man. And that's why Hashem made it that we have to go to customers, because that is the test. Whether you'll appreciate the customer more than the Rabbi Shalom. Who are you going to try to please more? the customer, and you're going to call up once a week and send them nice cards, and you'll send them a Xmas card and a Valentine's card and a New Year's card and an Easter card and a this card and make him happy, and then send a donation to his church, and you'll make him real happy. The customer, I have to make my customer happy and do all kinds of things, or you can make the bunch of them happy. This is the test. This is exactly the test. And that's why Seder's Royim is called Amunos, faith. Because the biggest faith is, because Shemamin, the Chai, Olamim, Vizareya. To plant, to go through all the efforts that a farmer does, get up 4 o'clock in the morning, go through all the efforts, and killing himself on his farm, and still to believe it's all for the Rabbanu Shalom, that's Gevaltig Amunah. So say this Ram is called Amunah. So it's Yigiyaka Pechaki Saichel Ashrecha V'Tayvlach. The Echo, the Chasidim Omar, and one of the great, the real Chasidim once said, Animis Pale, Al Misha Noisen Raveir, Es Masha Bari Gazar Lov, Los Esloi. He says, I'm amazed, says the Chassid, that somebody, a boss, gives somebody a job and pays him a salary, and later on he tells this is his cousin, you know, came from the other side, became hungry in 1956, and his cousin over there, who's already a Yankee Doodle since 1941. Takes in his cousin from Hungary in 1956, gives him a job, and he gives him a nice parnas, and then the rest of his life, the cousin saying to his cousin from Hungary, see, I was good to you, see how great I was to you, I took you in off the streets when you came from Hungary, you didn't have a job, you were hungry, and I gave you a job, and I took you, you weren't trained, I gave you you should be makatayvet to me, that's the kind of wedding present you give to my son for his credit, for his wedding, that's the kind of present you give, this is what you give for the bris of my inical, this is how you have appreciation for me. So the cousin's taking himself real seriously. Says the Chassid, I can't believe it. Well, what the cousin do? It's very nice. The Gemara says, Chamer lamore v'tivusa l'shakim. Gemara says a famous word in Baba Kama, that the wine belongs to the owner of the house, to the balabas, but you give yashikaya to the waiter. You have to, so too, you have to give yashikaya. So somebody gives you tzedakah, you can say thank you. Someone gives you a job, you say thank you. But the guy who gives you the job shouldn't take himself so seriously. He should know he's only the waiter. After all is said and done, you go to someone's house, the waiter doesn't say, you know, why aren't you going to thank me for the wine? I thank you for serving me the wine. If I'm not thanking you for the wine, everything's in proportion. I have to thank the waiter for serving me, but not for the wine, because I'm in Yankel's house. It's Yankel's wine. So your service is worth $5 an hour, but the bottle of wine is a Lafitte Mouton Rothschild 1795 worth $89,000. This is an unbelievable bottle of wine, and one glass is worth $50,000. So I have to thank him, because that's worth 50, and your service is worth 5. So let's get everything proportional over here. And he says, the Chassid continued and said, I get even bigger espilus, more than the gaiva of the person who is giving the job, and is paying the wages. The boss thinks he's such a great guy, and he demands that his workers should have loyalty to him. And even more I'm a spoil from the worker, that the worker gets the parnasa from the boss, which the boss has to give him, because Hashem maybe has to give it to him. And nevertheless, he's such a wimp, and he has such bittle and surrender to the boss, and he speaks so softly, and he flatters him, and he praises him, as if he's from him, instead of being flattering the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He's not nichna lefnei Hashem, and he doesn't praise Hashem and thank Hashem that he gave him parnasa through this man. So Vadi had to thank the boss. Yeah, but it's all the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The boss is only the Echi Timtza. So the Chassid said, I'm even more amazed that people have so much, they're so careful with the boss, they're so on the spoil from their boss, not realizing the boss really has no choice. Again, he gets a Yashikoyach like a waiter. But the Rabbeinu Shlom told the boss to give you the job. The Rabbeinu Shlom made up exactly how much he's going to pay you. He's going to pay you on time or not on time. Whether he pays you on time or not really is from the Rabbeinu Shlom. Everything's from the Rabbeinu Shlom ultimately. He is only the faucet through which it comes, and it's all, the barrel is the Rabbeinu Shlom, the boss is only the faucet. So why do you so much misbal from him? And the Chassid Lubavitcher concludes and says, and what happens if today I go to work, I don't make a penny? So I went to where I had my store open the whole day, no customers. I went to 25 customers to try to sell, and nobody bought a thing today. So what's going on over here? Where was God today? So I say to yourself, you know, it's not from the customer, it's from God. And you know, maybe I didn't realize it, but I'm just saying the Lashon, he says, the parnasa is here already. Michaiser is bindless, I didn't realize it. I don't realize it. Maybe I wasn't such a failure. That I talked went to 25 customers and today not one of them gave an order. But I don't realize that tomorrow this customer is going to wake up and he's going to start giving me the business. Or maybe next year. So it's never a waste. It's pashut. It's never, you know that life doesn't have, we want instant gratification. You want cause and effect. How do you know? And maybe all 25 customers, not one's going to buy from you, but you left your card there and the card fell on the floor and in 3 weeks from now someone's going to come into the store and they might pick up your card by accident and they're going to call in an order. You never know. Ways of Hashem are very, very strange. Ways of Hashem, it's just, or maybe Hashem is going to send you parnasa in totally different ways entirely. And Echlami, today it was not Nigzer, you can get parnasa b'chlal from here. This business you're in, this business that you're selling, you thought just be your parnasa today for selling ice cream, from selling lampshades. Today your parnasa was something else. Today you can make money in the stock market. See, the stock market went up today. You didn't realize. You read the papers. You never know about it. Your pension plan went up. What do you know? It's all from the Rebbeinu Shlom. All these people you're dealing with are just pawns and chess players. And just be samech on the Rebbeinu Shlom. Don't do anything beneath your dignity. That's how it works. Last week I did three different things, which I'll be din. I had the right to ask to be paid for them. I did three certain things, that every right that I should have been paid, I should have asked to be paid, sizable amounts of money. But I said to myself, you know, I could do those kind of things about 3 months ago, but if the Rechavos Levavos, I'm not interested. I mean, I got to take this seriously. I mean, the rabbi said that whatever's coming to me, he's going to run after me. So I didn't feel like asking for what was coming to me. It just was this particular cases where each one of them were not geschmack. Three different cases. One of them taka, and one even taka the person offered to pay. But I said, forget about it. I said, what's going on with me? I'm really taking this chavos over seriously. I said, let's check it out. Let's test it out. Three different things worth quite a bit of money, maybe a few $1,000s. So we got to check it. Oh, okay. I'm not even thinking about it, actually. I'm not worried about it. So I come home from the mikveh of Shabbos, and there's a message on my answer machine. I can hardly understand the message. It's a person speaking in a foreign language. He has a terrible accent. I can hardly even listen to it. I was like, you know how many messages get on my machine? I get loads of messages. If I don't understand it, I usually erase it. I mean, forget about it. I mean, I'm not going to have to break my ears. Well, I said, well, who knows? Maybe the fellow needs some help. So, okay, I'll listen to it again. I try to listen. It was such a heavy accent. I just couldn't. It was a Spanish accent, and half Spanish. Half, couldn't understand. I'm listening and listening. Oh, yeah, it's a number from a different part of the country. Somebody I know vaguely. Call him up, and he says, "You know, remember a few years ago I translated one of your Sforim into Spanish?" I said, "Yeah." And remember, you know, I owed you a royalty on that. They said, "Yeah." Well, you know, I sold all those books out. I sent you the royalty then. And I sold them all out. I want to reprint it again. So can I send you another royalty check? Is that okay? And I said, yeah, how many do you want? He gives me a cheshbon. He said, oh, that's exactly the amount that I, very good, perfect, shkoya, good Shabbos. So mamish, exactly the amount that I just did, just let just float by me in the course of the week. This guy's running after me to call me up, like, you know, gotta call me before Shabbos. I don't know what the emergency, I don't do business before Shabbos. I gotta call him before Shabbos. I said, listen, we'll discuss this after Shabbos. Thank you very much. We can discuss the details right now. I'll call you next week. But thank you very much. I'll talk about you, my Chavos Levavos, here on Sunday morning. I will have show and tell for the Chevra on Sunday morning. So whatever is coming, it's there. It's just, you know, because I wasn't comfortable asking for that. Whatever it was. Certain things I do demand. But, if I don't get my salary this week, you know, I'll speak to the president about it. I'm very comfortable asking for that. But, there's other stuff, you know, all the other things that you do. It's, you have to, again, he says, if you have parnasa, he says, don't be lazy. Go after your parnasa. Im heimatimim litchunaisa v'lagufa, but only hustle when it is appropriate for your nature and your emotional nature and your kind of personality you have. and your goof. So if you're the kind of person who doesn't like to ask, don't become a bill collector. Please, don't become a bill collector if you don't like asking. It's just not going to go. It is not going to go. And if you're not a really nice person, don't become a rabbi. You know, if you're not really a sweet, loving person, kind, benevolent, and tolerant, patient, long-suffering, don't become a rav. That's not for you. So you have to find, I don't know if it's for me either, that's the problem. So the kids are, you have to find what's appropriate for you. I know I could never be a principal of a school. We have a Vada Chinuch in the Yeshiva Spring Valley, and I hear from the Manal what they go through. In a million years, I couldn't become a principal or a Manal of a school. There's no way. And they say in a million years, they couldn't become a Rav. So everybody has their own tchunas. And when I go to Yushalayim, I have this chus a few times. Whenever I like, I have this chus that if ever I want, I can sit with the Radats on the basin. I can send the Badats, with the Mamers, the Badats, with Rav Dushinsky and Rav Fisher, etc. I have a Zah Protectia that if I want, I can get Shemesh by them, or I can sit with Rav Halberstam, or with the Rav Bransdorf, or the Mayur Heroah. I have a Zah Schus, because whatever, I have a certain relationship over there. So I sit with them sometimes. I say, this is like the biggest shtel you can have in Klal Yisrael, to be on the Badats, you know? To be on the Badats. I'll tell you the truth, you have to sit there for an hour. I'm so bored. I wouldn't want this for anything. Because it's just machlaik. People come with machlaikas and the fighting and the squabbling. And it's not, it hardly has to do anything with Torah. It's just pushes fights, machlaikas, and the shilas even. Every day people come to base. These shilas don't interest. They're not interesting. They're pushing the shilas are left for them. To sit a whole day and paskin these basic shilas, or shilas noshim afilu, basic things, a whole day. I wouldn't be Masada Gittin. I never forget, there was a Rav in Miami, he was Masada Gittin, and once he came, he says, please, you know, do me one favor, don't go to competition with me, don't be Masada Gittin, do me a favor, don't. I said, listen, you got nothing to worry about, don't worry about it, you have nothing to worry about. The only thing I do chalitzas, just for the fun of it. I have a chalitza shoe. There's no money in chalitza. You don't have to charge for chalitza. So I'll do chalitza. Okay, that's fine. He doesn't have a chalitza shoe. Gittin, you can have the gittin, gesunter, hate. It's one, it's all yours. I believe me, in a million years I wouldn't have missed out on gittin. Because when I learned gittin, I was mishamish rabbanim in gittin. I sat back and said, who wants to do this all day? Who wants to sit and write gittin all day? It's not for me. I'm not interested. So you have to find what's matim to your tchunas, a nefesh, and tchunas aguf. And you have to do it. And yachad im zeh yivtach ala lekov, shlo yazveyu, v'lo yarpeyu, v'lo yisalimenu. So with all my ashtadlus, and now that I found the job that's right for me, I'm in the right business, I hope, and I'm happy over here, and I find a challenge in my work, and I enjoy my work, and it's not boring, and I feel I was made out for this. This is for me. I enjoy this kind of work. This is really interesting work. And my boss treats me right, and the working conditions are okay. I don't have to commute for an hour and a half every day. I like what I'm doing. I don't have to travel too much. It's all a few matchunas. Still, I have to work, and still know that it's all from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, will not leave me, will not desert me, will not let for 1 minute away from me, and Hashem is not misaling me, and Hashem doesn't stop thinking about me for 1 second, like it says, a pasuk in Nochem, a gevaltig pasuk, toiv adonoi lema'oz, v'yom tzara, v'yodeya chosei bo. Meaning, interesting pasuk, toiv adonoi lema'oz, v'yom tzara. Hashem is good for reinforcement, Hashem is good for fortification, even in the day of Tzara. You think that your day of big Tzara, Hashem abandoned you. And that's the opposite, my friend. If you wouldn't have Hashem there reinforcing you on your day of Tzara, you would have collapsed and died of a heart attack immediately. You would have just cracked up that second. You would have 15 nervous breakdowns that day. Hashem is good for Ma'oiz. Hashem is Ma'oiz, Tzur Yishuasi. Hashem is the rock of ages and the rock of salvation, even the day of Tzara, Rachman Lassan. Dafkin the day of Tzara, because you wouldn't have survived. And the more a person finds refuge in Hashem, the more Hashem knows him, and the more chizik Hashem gives you. Hashem is there for you. And you know, if you knew more about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you get more chizik. Hashem is there for the basic chizik. But the more you're there, the more you know about him. The more you know he's there, the more he is there. The more you know he's there, the more he is there. Nochamo. Hashem knows better. And the idea also means loves. Hashem loves, the more you come to him, the more you chas on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem doesn't do so. Whenever you have a life has a problem, we're so confused all the time. So, next custom, which custom should I go to now? Should I make this call? Should I make this call? I'm so confused today. What should I do today anyway? I don't know what's my agenda today. Just, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, guide me. Dive into Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Anything in life, whatever you don't know what to do, Don't be confused. Don't stand like a fool. Huh? What should I do now? I'm so confused. I don't know what, where to turn. I know where to turn. I don't turn to my telephone. I don't turn to the yellow pages. I don't turn to my address book. I don't turn to my Rolodex. I turn to the Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom, please guide me. I'm so dray today. I can't get my act together. Rabbi Shalom, what should I do? Please help me. The idea Choyisei Bo Hashem knows and gives knowledge to and more wisdom to those of Choyisei Bo Hashem. This is the balance a person has to ask, as the Chavzos. This is the site of the Savior. We go again every single week. We have to do our Ashtadlas, but know everything's from the Rabbi Shalom, and only the Ashtadlas that is normal and countable for me. If it's not comfortable for me, then I don't do it. Finished. That means this is not for me. I don't have to do it. I don't have to do anything I don't like to do. I like that. You don't like spinach? Don't eat it. You don't want to eat your spinach? Don't eat it. You don't like your vitamins? Get nice, get tastier vitamins. Gotta take your vitamins. But you gotta eat something. But if you don't like this kind of food, don't eat it. Eat some other kind of food. Life is not made to suffer. Life is made to enjoy. People kill themselves. People are crazy. People think there's a martyr complex that to make life miserable. But I'm doing it anyway for my wife and kids. If it makes you miserable, don't do it. This is not what Hashem had in mind for you. Don't do it. You're not a martyr. You're a fool. You are a fool. And you're actually not a bateach Hashem. You're a big fool. You're a major fool. You're a shagetz. Even worse, you're a koifer. Because you have to know that if it's not good, if you don't enjoy this, then it's not for you. It just couldn't be. Now, of course, this is incident. I mean, if you get a Chas V'Shalom, things happen like that out of the ordinary. We're talking about we can plan. Whatever I can plan in my life, if it doesn't, I don't like it, don't do it. This is just not for me. It just cannot be the right thing for me. You don't like your job? Quit it. If you have faith, quit it. Everybody say we'll continue next week.